Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
And we do want to encourage you to give us your stories about what America means to you, especially on this 4th of July. It's something that many of us think about. But in our series, My America, for the next few weeks, we'll be speaking to leading figures in politics and art and culture. The question is the same for all of them. What does America mean to you? And I understand you have a blog post on the website about that.
There is a blog post, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Later this hour, we're going to talk to two journalists who took a tour of the 50 states to ask that very question to dozens of people who immigrated here. But first, we want to speak with a listener. She called us with a response that we couldn't ignore it. Mary Jo Mercer listens to The Takeaway on KOSU in Oklahoma, and she joins us this morning from the reservation of the Osage Nation in northeastern Oklahoma. Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning.
You know, this question, what does America mean to you? That's a different question, perhaps, for you than it is for many Americans. When we think of recent immigrants as having a different idea of America, for those whose ancestry goes back to centuries ago, America possibly means something deeper to you as well.
I think it means to me the same thing as it means to everybody. It means hope, joy, peace, whole nine yards. But, I got to thinking about it, and I thought, well, because we've been here about thousands of years longer than anybody else, it was just kind of a poignant question to be asked, and I thought, well, I had to answer it from my heart.
One of the things that you said when you called us, what you feel as though you're in America that is awash in a sea of foreigners. What does that mean?
It's like a lot of people feel today with the influx of people coming to this country with different cultures, different religions, different colors. You kind of feel like, well, we're being overrun. Well, that's the way kind of we felt. We were awash in a sea of foreignness. And we're trying to maintain our language and our culture in the midst of all of this. And we've lost a lot of it, and we're trying to get it back. But it's like that. It's just like, like I said, it's about the rocks and the prairie and the bison and the ancient language and culture that we had and all that.
We're speaking with Mary Jo Mercer, a Takeaway listener who listens on KOSU in Oklahoma, and speaking to us from the reservation of the Osage Nation in northeastern Oklahoma. How do you celebrate the 4th of July there?
Well, out here we have a little village. We call it the Pahuska Indian Village, and it has a big community center where, we can hold weddings and funerals and things. But on the 4th of July, we all get together and we cook hot dogs and hamburgers. And we have Kool-Aid, and we shoot off fireworks, and it's really a lot of fun. And, we didn't get to do it so good last year because it rained. But anyway, nevertheless, one year at our gathering while everybody was eating, I read the Declaration of Independence aloud because I felt like it was important for everybody to hear those words.
It's a real eye-opener when you listen to those words and think about them literally, Mary Jo Mercer, even today. Do you in listening to what you say and listening to what you said on our phone line, do you think of America as an idea or mostly as a place?
A place.
And that place would encompass all of sort of North America or just particular parts of the Southwest associated with the Osage Nation or would it be the whole world?
I think it's the whole continent, although I don't, I couldn't, go to, the Navajos, and, I could, because the Osages are totally different than the Navajos. I mean, I don't know. I just look at America, and, there was a joke once that said, what did you people call America before the Europeans came over? And we said, we called it ours.
Right. Right.
Mary Jo Mercer, a Takeaway listener who listens on KOSU in Oklahoma, let me ask you about what's kind of been occupying a large part of the country, which is this debate over immigration and illegal immigration and how many people should be let into the country and whether we should have a citizenship lottery and all these other questions that going into who should be allowed to be an American. What does that whole debate mean to you?
I think it's kind of silly because, you know, when they came over, they made it to where anybody could come over and live here and be a citizen. And, you know, they did all of this. And now some people are complaining, well, you know, we don't want this group or that group. And I thought, well, you know, we didn't want any of you. So, you know, we can issue a blanket, you know. But one thing about illegal immigrants is that we had a reservation in Kansas up until 1872. Before that, we were living up there on our reservation, and we had a lot of illegal immigrants come on our reservation, one of which was Laura Ingalls Wilder of Little House on the Prairie fame. And we're not too crazy about that bunch because we asked the United States government to please get these people off our reservation, and they wouldn't do it. So we listened to these people in Arizona talking to the government saying, oh, please come get these people out of our state. Well, get in line behind us Osages.
Laura Ingalls Wilder and her family, illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
So,
they were. I mean, you know, it's history. You can read it.
They were squatters on Osage land, right?
Yeah. All the people were, and finally, when we finally had to leave Kansas, Laura Ingalls Wilder mentioned that she saw long strings of Osages heading south, and that's when they ran us off the reservation in Kansas.
So is the 4th of July simply a holiday for you? Is there any trace of bittersweetness that it took so long for the Americans to grant the Osage citizenship?
Well, we got citizenship, I think it was in 1923 or something like that. I think before that it really didn't mean it that much to us, really, because we were fighting in America's wars even though we weren't citizens. We had people, some Osages who were the first people to scale the walls of China during the Boxer Rebellion, and we had people fighting in World War One, and this was before we were made citizens.
Mary Jo Mercer, happy 4th of July to you.
Well, happy 4th of July to you, and enjoy the fireworks.
We will.
Mary Jo Mercer listens to The Takeaway on KOSU in Oklahoma. She joined us. She spoke to us from the reservation of the Osage Nation in northeastern Oklahoma. What does America mean to you? Give us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE.